meeting over the threat to peace and safety created by U.S. strikes carried out on Syria and Iraq sites Friday, used by Iranian-backed militias and Iran's Revolutionary Guard. VOA's Patsy Whitaker-Suara has more on the strikes.
The timing of the U.S. strikes was determined mostly by weather, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told VOA during a phone briefing Friday.
It had no connection, none whatsoever, with the timing of the dignified transfer today at Dover Air Force Base.
The dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware, was attended by the grieving families, military officials, including Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and lawmakers from the state of Georgia, where all three slain soldiers were from. Sergeant William Jerome Rivers, Sergeant Kennedy Layden Sanders, and Sergeant Brianna Alexandria Moffett. Patsy Whitaker-Suara, VOA News.
The U.S. airstrikes quickly became a big part of discussions at the European Union foreign ministers met in Brussels Saturday. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell, who led Saturday's meeting, said the concern among the EU diplomats since the start of the Israel-Gaza conflict began in October was that the crisis would escalate.
We have been repeating once and again that the Middle East is a boiler that can explode. And certainly there is attacks both in Lebanon border, north and south, the attack in Syria, the attacks in Iraq, attack on the Red Sea, and that's why we call everybody to try to avoid an escalation.
Poland's Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski said of the airstrikes, Iran's proxies have played with fire for months and years, and now it's burning. Officials in Chile report intense forest fires burning around a populous area in central Chile have now left at least 19 people dead and destroyed about 1,100 homes. This is VOA News. An Irish nationalist has made history by becoming Northern Ireland's first minister. Sinn Féin Vice President Michelle O'Neill was nominated Saturday as first minister as the government returned to work after a two-year boycott by unionists. As she accepted her new position, O'Neill called it a massive honor.
Today opens the door to a future, a shared future. I am honored to stand here as first minister. We mark a moment of equality and a moment of progress, a new opportunity to work and to grow together, confident in that wherever we come from, whatever our aspirations are, we can and we must build our future together.
Under terms of the 1998 Good Friday Peace Accord, Northern Ireland's two main communities must share power, the British Unionists, who want to stay part of Britain, and the Irish Nationalists, who seek to unite with the Republic of Ireland. Neither side can govern without an agreement from the other. Government business ground to a halt over the past 2 years after the Democratic Unionist Party, or DUP, walked out to protest trade issues related to Brexit. Paris officials say a man who wounded three people with a knife and a hammer attack in the French capital may have had mental issues. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In an early morning attack at the bustling Gare de Lyon train station in Paris, a man armed with a hammer and a knife injured three people. The nerve-rattling incident comes just months before the capital city opens its doors to visitors for the Olympic Games in summer. Paris's police chief, Laurent Nunez, told reporters that the man involved appeared to be suffering from psychiatric problems. While stressing that the police investigation was still in its early stages, Nunez said, "There are no elements that lead us to think that this could be a terrorist act." The man was quickly taken into police custody following the attack. I'm Karen Chamas.
Senegal's President Macky Sall Saturday postponed the country's February 25th presidential election, announcing he had canceled the relevant electoral law in a televised address to the nation, citing a dispute over the candidates list. Senegalese voters are due to choose a successor to President Sall, who is not seeking a third term. For the first time in Senegal's history, the incumbent is not on the ballot. His hand-picked successor, Prime Minister Abadou Ba, is among 20 candidates cleared by the Constitutional Council to run. Senegal has never delayed a presidential vote. Since its independence from France in 1960, the nation has carried out four largely peaceful transitions of power through elections and has built a reputation as one of West Africa's most stable democracies. The influential League of Imams and Preachers of Senegal Saturday also warned of the dangers of postponement and appealed directly to President Sall to take steps to avoid fueling instability. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.